I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, we actually have elections going on right now. A lot of folks not aware of that, but yes, elections going on right now. Primary runoff in South Carolina State House District. So that's District 21 in Greenville on Tuesday, October 21st, came down to the wire. We've got a runoff. With me now is Diane Mitchell. She is one of the two people running. Good morning, Diane Mitchell.
Good morning, Tara. How's it going?
It's going great. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody first. Congratulations, you've just won. It's your first day. You've moved all of the furniture into the office. What's the first thing you do? You cannot wait, man. You are burning to do this thing. What is it?
Well, I'm going to sign on to the closed primary bill. And the one that I want to sign on is a 3310. That was the one that was put forth by Mike Burns and Josiah Magnuson and April Cromer. That's the one we need. And then I want to sign on to the Protecting Women's Spaces bill. We cannot get that through. We've been working on that for a couple of years, and it's stuck in committee, so I want to push that one through. I want to push the parental rights bill. And, of course, I want to submit my zero-based budgeting bill, which I have ready to go, which will put us back to where we're supposed to be by law, doing zero-based budgeting in South Carolina.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you should have told me about wanting to close the primaries, because that's going to put a target on your back from the Lindsey Graham money people.
Honey, there's already a target on my back. I've been run over, coming and going, and I don't care. I am ready to stand strong in Columbia.
Well, Diane Mitchell, you have, first of all, a lot of candidates will not, as many people know, come on this show, but you always have. And I want to point out to people the incredible work you've been doing for years behind the scene when you've been texting me and bugging me, hey, let me come on, let me tell folks about this bill. You have fought the good fight to keep boys off girls' sports teams and out of our private spaces, and I've seen you do it. So you are the real deal. You're not just someone saying, hey, I'm going to go up there and do this and this. You've already done it. You've logged the miles on your own dime to go up there to testify, to rally votes. Tell us about that.
I think, Tara, one of the things as citizens, we forget we have responsibility. It's not just that we get to vote. We have to do a lot more than that. And granted, most people are working. They don't have the time. So I've got a wonderful window here where my parents are on to their reward. My children are launched, and I have four wonderful grandchildren. But I have time now. And so I've decided to use my time to go down to Columbia to advocate for conservative legislation. As president of Republican Women and as a member of a small business advocacy group called Mom and Pop, we understand the issues that face South Carolinians, and we go down there and we take groups, and we've learned how to do it. We go down there with food. That always helps. You get open the door. We will do press conferences. We will testify in subcommittees, and they will sit in the gallery, and they know that we're there, and we nicely talk to them to make sure they remember who brought them to the dance.
Talking to Diane Mitchell, one of the things that's really important for this state, I think, to even remain competitive is we have got to do something about our state income tax. Like, it pretty much needs to go away. I mean, we're getting beaten by North Carolina, and they have consistently had a Democrat governor. That is ridiculous. What are your plans on the income tax? I know they've done some stuff up there, but it's kind of like trifling. They try to look like they're doing stuff. But the targets we have to hit for the income tax, to go down are so extreme, and we're never going to hit them. We need real legislation. What is your plan for that?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
That is one of my primary goals, Tara, is we have to cut spending before we can do anything about lowering our taxes. And there are a couple of ways that we can do this. There are actually multiple agencies that are responsible for auditing and looking at excessive spending, and we're not really giving them the power they need through subpoena, or we're not, when they do have a recommendation, we're not listening to it. So the Office of the State Auditor, the Inspector General, and the Legislative Audit Council are some that are they're already there. We also need to put a budget cap on the legislature. You cannot spend more than this amount, and that would be determined by the previous budget based on population and inflation growth. And if we did that, that would be a start. It wouldn't be enough, but it would be a start. And then the last thing is something I mentioned in my other opening statement, was that we are no longer doing zero-based budgeting, which is something that is required by statute, and it hasn't been done since Mark Sanford was governor. And that means that if you have a budget that you submit to the governor, you only now have to justify the increase that you want. You don't have to justify the entire spending. So I was a teacher. They used to tell me, okay, here's your $500 for your supplies for the classroom, but if you don't spend it all this year, you won't get as much next year. Well, that's a terrible way to budget. So you have to justify every penny that you want and every penny that you spend when you submit your budget. So this bill will make it so that the governor is responsible. The other bill did not put responsibility in. And so the governor will be responsible for making sure that the budget that is submitted by the agencies is done with zero-based budgeting principles. And that will help us get our spending down.
Rumor is Diane Mitchell, it's just a rumor at this point, that a gas tax increase could come back. How would you be voting on that?
Well, that would be a no. I have not heard that rumor, but it's they're always floating it because the DOT is not a trusted organization, and that's frustrating because I think one of the biggest problems we have with the DOT is that nobody understands where the funding comes from. It's so convoluted, and so it's difficult to know how to best solve that problem, but it certainly is it with taxes.
Diane Mitchell, anything else that's really important for you to do that you want us to know about today?
Yes, Tara, thank you for asking. I want the voters to know I have the time to do this job. I've already been doing this job.
You have, really. I can vouch for that. Go ahead.
I have endorsements that other candidates don't have. Young Americans for Liberty, that was a hard endorsement to get. I got that one, so did Lee Bright. And the other one that I got was one called Stand for Health Freedom. And because of my work down in the Columbia area, working for medical freedom, especially during COVID, that was revealed the problems that we have there. I am the only unpaid lobbyist in the group that I take down to Columbia, and we have stood tall when the pressure is immense, and I think that should count for something. And one last thing, Tara, I'm a teacher. How many Republican teachers are in the state house? Not very many, if any. I can't think of any. But we have plenty of lawyers in the state house. I think we've got about 30% lawyers. So let's put a Republican teacher that knows education and understands that the problems in education are not necessarily money. It's curriculum, discipline, demands, and values in the classroom.
Diane Mitchell, first question, where is District 21? Where, if you live there, do you live in District 21?
District 21 goes from some of the outskirts of downtown Greer, and then it heads out to Old Spartanburg Road and down Batesville Road all the way down to Five Forks.
And when is this runoff election?
Oh, the runoff election is Tuesday, November 4th. At least this election time is the day that people think about, even in an off-year election, it being a normal election time. So we need everybody to get out. And I desperately need your vote because I think I'm the best candidate to represent you in Columbia.
This is one of those really cool elections, too, where so few people are going to vote that this is going to come down to a couple hundred votes more than likely. I mean, you really can make an impact, make a difference in this election. Diane Mitchell, where can people find you online to find out more about you?
My Facebook page is the best place, Diane Mitchell for House. I do have a small splash page, but we saved some money and didn't do a lot with that, but it's Mitchell for House. And I hope that the Election Commission this time will get the information out about where we're supposed to vote. I have been asking for days for that information so that I can put it on my Facebook page. I promise that we'll get that done as soon as we find out for sure where everybody's going to need to vote.
Absolutely. And if you get that answer, let us know too, because we want to let people know early, because there's the two runoffs and we really need people voting. So Diane Mitchell, District 21, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Good luck.
Thank you, Tara.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning of Threat and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.